They have MEX on. I can tell. I can hear in the background. I hear screeching sound.
I do not have MEX on. I'm listening to
you. Okay.
What are you listening to, miss?
I'm listening to you.
Why?
Oh, we're on a delay now.
Yeah, we're on a delay.
7-second delay, so shut your radio off.
Yeah, I have it up so you can
also
hear that I'm listening to you, too. I'm
put one finger over your left nostril.
Excuse me?
And give a whistle and go up your chimney.
I say that.
You always were gross.
No, I have braces, and my night braces in my mouth.
The Night Braces, that's a great group.
Wait,
I've got all of our hits.
Hold on a second.
I'm all in the Night Braces, as
okay,
a matter of fact.
Okay, I took it out. Do I sound better now?
You sound great.
Thank you. I never remember Bruce Bradley.
Oh, I don't blame you. Sometimes I wake up and I look in my pajamas and it says Robert Hall, and that's who I think I am.
No,
in fact, that's who I think you are.
You're really sweet.
You'd make a getter.
No, I'm originally from Philly.
From where?
I used to be able to pick up WBZ Boston, like, 50 times during the week.
Yeah, that's
and
enough.
And I remember when I came up to Boston, you know, I was so glad when I heard Dick Summers' Love and Touch.
Why is that?
Oh, that's because you got great taste.
I heard him when he was on BC before.
You didn't care that I was gone or not, huh?
Well, I never knew about you.
Your braces should only melt in your mouth.
Huh?
You have a lovely voice. You're a lovely lady, and you have excellent taste, really.
And I enjoy Love and Touch. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, so
she's been drinking.
When you left MEX, I turned over.
Get her off, Dick. She's been drinking.
Turned it off.
Thank you very much.
Get her phone number. Call her back.
We should do a station break. Do you want to do it?
WBC Boston. Is it AM and FM yet?
No, I think it's only AM.
Can I do that officially? I just
right, clear
feel
your throat.
WBC Boston.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's like Jay Dunn now, don't I?
Yeah. He's down in Philadelphia for people who are wondering about Jay Dunn.
Temporarily.
Well, no, listen, where are you temporarily? Where am I temporarily? Have we got anybody else?
Do you have a contract here, Dick?
Boy, those things are ringing like crazy.
Mm.
Well, let's take a few more calls. Why not? Hello?
Hello, is Bruce Sifley?
Yeah, this is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
I used to listen to you guys when you and Dick used to have the shows right next to each other.
Well, thank the good Lord somebody was listening to us, because nobody has listened to me yet that called up. Yeah.
Huh?
Hello.
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 Yes.
Larry Quick.
You used to listen to both Dick Summer and me when Dick was on the radio late at night.
Right.
Yeah. Did you like us?
Days when Dick used to introduce the record with a little pun there or something.
Yeah, he was pretty funny back then.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, but...
Well, hang up on you, too.
No. Well...
Thank you. That's nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I listen to his show in New York sometimes, too.
What do you think of it? Oh, I shouldn't even ask that.
I just like it better when you were in Boston.
Yeah.
I heard you about 2 weeks ago.
I liked
you better when you were in Boston,
did you?
Yeah.
I made less money here, too.
I didn't like you that much here.
They got some kind of a bargain when I was here.
Did they?
They really did. $37.50 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was...
And then when they wanted you to pay them more... I don't know who this is we're talking to, but you really started a fine trend of thought.
Well, I just want to wish you good luck, and I hope you come back to Boston.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the thought.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, let's take another one.
Okay.
Hello. Hello there.
Oh, nutty, 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 nutty. Weird, weird.
Let's try another.
Hello. In the mattress factory, yes.
Hello there.
WBZ?
Yes, WBZ.
Yeah, gee, that's Bruce Bradley on there this morning.
That's right. I know who that is. That's Artie Ginsburg. Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a dry laugh. But
How
Artie
doing?
Was always strange.
Russ, how you doing, Bruce?
Very good. Did you realize that Artie Ginsburg never existed?
Do you
want to know something?
Right.
Artie Ginsburg was a figment of my imagination and Dick Summers. We manufactured him so we'd have some competition.
Oh,
and it never worked out that way. But because, you know, who would name themselves Woo Woo Ginsburg?
Honey, Woo Woo Ginsburg.
When you think about it, right?
Right.
Right. So he didn't exist. And now it can be told for the very first, and I'm sure the last time.
Yeah,
in case you meet Artie on the street, don't even say hello, because he doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist.
He's a non-person.
Ah, that's
and,
good.
And bear that in mind as you go through life.
Oh, great.
I have that engraved in a small locket around my chest.
However,
it says Artie Ginsburg doesn't exist.
Right, Artie Ginsburg never existed.
That's right. Repeat after me.
Artie Ginsburg doesn't exist.
Your eyes are getting heavy.
You look a little strange looking at Bruce's chest like that. But it's some
Artie
strange
Ginsburg
thing you have.
Exist.
Different streets for different feats.
Yeah, I remember when both of you were on the air at night.
Oh, he may be saying something gross. We better get him off. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Good night, Arnie. Good night.
Hello there. Hello.
Hi, this is Beach Boy Club Card number 4238.
Oh, the Beach Boy Club Card. We gave away those crummy prizes. Remember that?
Yes.
Right. I never won the Honda motorcycle.
Did you
win the Honda?
I didn't win it.
You didn't win it.
I didn't win it either.
That puts you in common with a whole lot of people in Boston who didn't win a lot of the prizes we had.
You know who won it?
That's correct.
Donna Bradley won it, right?
That's right, and she's...
Hey, will you have Dick play a Freddie Cannon record tonight?
Tallahassee Lassie or Palisades Park?
Palisades Park, number one.
Patty Baby.
I don't know where...
Abigail
would
Beecher.
Find it. They want the library.
Abigail Beecher, the high
school...
Now, there's a devoted WBZ fan. Abigail Beecher, the high school teacher.
The history teacher.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. Abigail Beecher.
Fantabulous record.
Yeah. What other biggies do you remember? You remember the thing like down at Nantasket Beach? Remember Jeffy Kay, the time he had somebody sit on the ice, the big square of ice outside?
I remember when Jeff had the shower competition, the mixed doubles. That was always neat.
That's
why he left for Buffalo.
I remember when you had a scavenger contest and you're looking for the bulldog off of the front of a Mack truck.
Yeah, that was probably Dick Summer. He did strange stuff like that.
Or a girl with a half-wet bikini or something like that.
Or a half a bikini, for that matter.
Or something like
that. We met a lot of nice ladies because of that contest.
Somebody who drank a quart of Coca-Cola in about 5 seconds.
They said it was.
something strange like
he
that.
He jumped up
fabulous.
And down and left quickly.
No, Palisades was good.
Did you ever get down to Nantasket Beach?
No, I didn't. I listened a lot, though.
You didn't believe it, did you?
Oh, I didn't want to go. I didn't dare go near that place. I didn't know if I'd come out alive.
No, that's a nice place. Nantasket is. Except if the Blue Bunny is kind of strange, but it's a nice place.
They've changed that, you know.
Did they close it down finally?
No, I haven't been down there, but I understand it's a lot different from what it was.
I mentioned the Blue Bunny. You started scratching.
Thank you very much for the call, sir.
Oh, such lawsuits that Westinghouse is going to have. They can handle them, though.
Let's try the next one. Hello.
Carly Ginsburg again. Isn't that fantastic? He never grew up.
Let's take like two more and then we're not going. Hello?
Hello, Dick Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, one question for you. How come you don't do your little stint about Shrewsbury's anymore?
Well, I'll tell you. You remember, why don't you do it? Tell him about Shrewsbury's.
Well, actually, I didn't ever agree with what Shrewsbury's were because Dick felt, as everyone that's out of their mind knows, Dick felt that Shrewsbury's was the proper name for sandwiches, which, of course, is a complete fallacy. You must understand that Dick is not emotionally well. And this is why he did this. And he was allowed to work here, provided that he wouldn't make much noise, and talked about Shrewsbury's. But he took it farther than we thought he should have. And so we got rid of him, and we never saw him since. That's why he's not doing it. They named the town in Massachusetts after those silly things. Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They named the town after Dick Summer, as a matter of fact. It's called Marblehead.
Oh, I love that.
That's an old Norm Prescott joke. That's how far back that goes.
Yeah, that's quite...
But you do remember the truth, of course. Now, this man who's sitting across from me, this guy tried so hard to produce the elephant syndrome in this country. This guy who, I don't know if you remember, but he had chickens surfing into Boston Harbor.
I really regret that.
On popsicle sticks.
I've really grown up
now,
since then.
If you want to believe...
I'm a responsible married man with five children.
The meandering of someone who would elocute such a statement and try desperately to disprove...
Say what you will.
...historical facts... Of the good Duke of Shrewsbury, then I think...
Chickens are better than grapes. Or is it elephants?
Yes. Well.
Good night. Thank you all for calling. Oh,
about the,
keep going.
What was that plant you used to...
Are you talking about Irving II?
Oh.
He desperately resented what he called a plant.
What was that?
He was not employed by the FBI, sir.
Oh, if I got a story, I'm going to tell Dick about Irving II, because he never... He
doesn't
know
the mic off?
He doesn't know. You don't know the story yet, and I'm not going to tell you on the air, because it'll make you blanch, and your name will be Blanche Summer from then on, which is a terrible name. But we did something to his plant one night that you wouldn't believe. And you're never going to find out from me what it was. But it was
I know
great.
What it was.
Do you know what it was?
Well, you were the one who put the ball bearing in
it.
No.
Huh? We did something awful to Irving II. Something gross.
All right, let's go find out about that, and we'll be back in a moment.